Waiting for liftoff, the new rules keeping the latest technology for the farm on the ground. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. Farmers interested in using unmanned aircraft systems, also known as UAS or drones, will have to wait a little longer despite the Federal Aviation Administration's recent announcement of web-based aircraft registration for drone technology. Alabama Farmers Federation's Carla Hornady said the rule only applies to hobbyists and for recreational drone use. She was encouraged, calling it a step in the right direction, but she said the largest beneficiary from UAS technology, the business sector, is stalled on the ground. The new registration rule applies to UAS weighing up to 55 pounds, including payloads such as onboard cameras. The registration process may clear the way for drones to be used for agricultural use in the future, but for now, the technology remains banned for most commercial uses. Few Alabama farmers have touched the control sticks due to the FAA's usage limits. Under the rule, any owner of a small UAS who operated a model aircraft prior to December 21st must register no later than this February, and owners of any UAS purchased after December 21st must register before the first flight outdoors. The FAA is developing enhancements that should allow for business registrations by the spring. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.